Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru as we wrap up our little mini-series called Live Life Loved. And I want to remind you where this idea came from. And it was a question from one of you. And here was the question. What are some practices to help my unbelief? The hardest part is living like I'm loved. Living like I'm loved. So I have given you all kinds of information, but here's the problem with information. Information alone is not sufficient to produce transformation in our lives. And so this series has kind of been based on a verse found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 that says, "Be imitators of God as dearly loved children." And so we have kind of dug deep into Ephesians chapter 1, where we have learned that, one, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. We are chosen. We are adopted. We also talked about how we are marked with the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit. And see, these are all identity markers. These are things that name you. These are things that define who you are. Whether you feel that way or not is irrelevant. These are what God says are true of you. And so what I want to do is I want to close today by reading Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. Again, Paul has laid a foundation. He is trying to get us to understand who we are in Christ, and that we are saved by grace. Not by our own efforts, not by our own works, lest any man should boast. But it is the grace of God that enables us to draw near to God and to walk in His love. You see, we are loved before we perform for His approval. We are approved already. And so listen to what he says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. Paul just breaks out in his second prayer. For this reason, because of what is true about you, because of what is true about God and what He has accomplished, for this reason, Paul says, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And then he says this, I pray out of His glorious riches that He may strengthen you with power. So he uses two words that have to do with power there. He wants us to be super strong. I strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. See, that's where we need the strength. Our bodies are decaying. Our bodies are getting weaker and weaker day by day. And so the strength that we need to live out the Christian faith, to walk in His love, to be imitators of God as dearly loved children, we need inner strength so that Christ, and again, this is why we need strength. Listen to this. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love, He wants us to grasp the reality that we are rooted and established in love. And again, He comes back to requesting power. And so that we are rooted and established in love, that we may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp. There it is again, just this idea, it's this reality, but we may not have grasped the reality. We may not be walking in the reality. We may not be living out of the reality. And here's what he wants us to grasp: how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love, again, he wants us to grasp it and he wants us to know it. And what Paul's talking about here is an experiential knowledge. Not like we might have knowledge of Elon Musk sending guys to the moon. This is an experiential knowledge. This is something that we have lived out and experienced in our own life. And so that we may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen and amen. So this is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. This is Paul's prayer for us. And so let me close by saying this. It's not just enough to have this information. I've spent several days giving you information. Now it is up to you to work it out. To work it out in your own life. And here's a couple suggestions that might help you. Number one, make Paul's prayer your prayer. Preach to your heart. Take the words of Paul and his prayer and make it your own prayer for yourself. Give yourself a sermon. Now, you don't need another sermon from me. It is when you begin to believe in your own heart what God says is true that it begins to transform your life. I love what Henry Nouwen says. He talks about our identity. And that's what we've been talking about day after day after day. Our identity is in Christ. Henry Nouwen says this, if you know that you are the beloved, and that's the word there that we use from Ephesians chapter 5, dearly loved or beloved. If you know that you are the beloved, you can live with an enormous amount of success and an enormous amount of failure without losing your identity. You see, failure can destroy someone's identity, but so can success. It can deceive us. It can mislead us into thinking that we are something we're not, or that our identity or approval is based on something that is insufficient, that will not last, that will decay and go away. And then he says, because your identity is that you are the beloved. That is your identity, that you are God's beloved child. And so the question then becomes, can I live a life of faith in the world and trust that it will bear fruit? Can I live a life of faith in the world and trust that it will bear fruit? And so here's what I've done for many, many people over the last 15 years or so. I've challenged them, encouraged them to do this one exercise and do it daily for 30 days. I challenge you to do this next exercise for 30 days. It's short. It's not complicated. Anybody can do it. A child can do it. The most intelligent, highest IQ in the person in the world can do this. But yet I can tell you that it will be uncomfortable, especially at first. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go stand in front of the mirror. And I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to say these words. I am God's beloved child. Go ahead, say it. Say it out loud right now as you listen to this video or podcast, however, wherever you are. I am God's beloved child. So you need to exercise. You need to preach to your heart until your heart gets it. And once your heart gets it, you need to keep preaching it to your heart because your heart, like my heart, easily forgets. And so God bless you guys as you wrestle with this and as you exercise and as you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You are God's beloved child. And don't forget it. Let me close with one last verse where this same word, agapetos, is used by John. In chapter 3, verse 21 of 1 John, he says, for whenever your heart condemns you, and you know what that's like because I know what that's like. There are times when your heart just condemns yourself. You just condemn your own heart. But he goes on and he says, God is greater than our heart. So even when you feel a sense of condemnation, of guilt, and of shame, guess what? God is bigger than your own heart. And he knows everything. And then he uses that word, beloved. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And that is my hope, and that is my prayer for you today, that you will walk in all the assurance and confidence of God, because you are His beloved. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See you next time. God bless you.